Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss our thoughts on the current AI trend, the highs and lows of our 2022 Spotify Wrapped, what really happened with the cocaine bear, and J-Lo's Whitney Houston scandal. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Are you happy?
Are you happy now?
Are you happy, little pig girl?
I've always dabbled in happiness.
What part of you do you think's the most ticklish?
Everywhere. I do not want to be tickled.
Everywhere. I don't.
It's about intention. It's not about it's
every
it, the intention.
Inch is if ticklish?
If the intention of the touch is to tickle, I feel tickled. And so, yes.
Do you have intuition to touch? Touch intuition?
I'm touchy when it comes to touch.
Are you feely when it comes to feel?
Mainly. Mostly. Hi!
Hello. Destelina, is that you?
It is. I was just testing my vocals, my levels before we recorded. I was testing.
And did you hit all the
notes?
Well,
I was testing, testing.
And?
Yes, I had hit.
Hey, how are you this morning? My arm's a little sore. I got my COVID.
Oh,
booster.
Well, first of all, thank you for doing that. It's a gift to yourself and to others.
Hey, and guess what? I went in to get my booster, and they were all like, "When did you get a booster last?" And I was like, "Oh, I think last December." And it was the exact same day, a year apart.
Your synchronicity is in sync.
Right? I was like, "That's weird.
Something's up with that."
Something's,
you know that something's happening.
You know that
something's in the air.
Something is in the air. You know that
What's that
TikTok
smell?
Audio? That's
Something.
All. It's all. Is that a snapping turtle?
No, I don't know it. What happens in it? Is it a snapping turtle?
I don't think I've ever seen the original. I just know the voice of the old woman who's all, "That's a snapping turtle."
No, but I do like that old woman who's
I don't know why I was
Have
thinking
you ever
of
had
that.
A Krispy Kreme? Was it crispy?
No, was it creamy?
Was it crispy? Do you like tater tots?
Here's my list of
old women
chain restaurants that I think are overrated.
No. Okay.
Krispy Kreme donuts.
It's not overrated.
In-N-Out Burger.
It is overrated.
Who else?
Have you tried the new Wendy's Peppermint Frosty?
Bitch, that has been on my fucking to-do list for
It's on my
weeks,
to-do list.
And I haven't to done
when
it.
When you come for the holiday, let's go. Let's just us girls will go to Wendy's.
I didn't know your town had a Wendy's.
I could find one.
Actually,
I can sniff it out. What's that smell in the air?
I think there's a Wendy's on the way home from the airport to your house, and I always think, would they let me swing
through?
There
used to be an Arby's on the way to the airport, but they shut that down.
But I just wouldn't want my car smelling like Wendy's if then I had to go pick up somebody else.
They don't mind if there's like food for them, and that's food for thought.
You're like, can we swing through the Wendy's real quick and I'll get something for you too?
You don't have to ask. You're driving. You're picking them up from the airport.
No, baby. I'm talking about when an Uber picks me up from the airport and takes me from the airport to your house.
You know what? if I were an Uber driver and somebody said, I'll get you anything you want on the menu if we go through the drive-thru, I would say, sure, let's go. What do you want?
But do you feel comfortable with them driving and eating?
No.
At the same time? No, sorry. Yeah. Is Wendy's the one that does like four nuggets instead of five?
I say no as if I'm not like reaching into my back seat after I grocery shop to try to get like a piece of sushi out of the pre-made sushi from a grocery store, like pulling apart and trying to get some soy sauce while I'm driving. So like, who am I to say no?
Is there an item you buy from the grocery store that when you get home, you have to open and eat while you're putting like the other
grocery
stuff
grocery store
away?
Sushi. But that's, my goal.
That's lunch. What else were you going to do with that sushi? You weren't going to save it for later. You weren't going to use it as an ingredient.
Well, it could stay in the fridge for like a little bit later. My goal is for the sushi to make it home. And if it does, it's getting eaten while I put away groceries.
Do you eat a handful of blueberries? Do you rip open the bag of shredded cheese? Do you have a string cheese?
I just told you, sushi.
Do you eat? That's not it. That's not the answer I want. I need a better
it's
answer.
It's a final answer, actually.
Do you open like a LaCroix when you get the new box home while you're putting the stuff away?
No, it's sushi. That is just my answer.
That sushi is purchased for the intention of eating it when you get
home. Well, yeah, all things are purchased with the intention of eating it when you get home.
Not right away.
This puss.
Hey, who do you think had the best pussy of
my year? My God, I was just... Corey, I am not even lying to you. I am not even lying to you. Last night, we saw a preview for the new Puss in Boots.
Oh, is that of the Shrek universe?
Of the Shrek universe. And I looked at Hudson. I said, oh my God, synchronicity is at play, honey. Because Puss of Puss in Boots just got nominated for Pussy of the Year in the Cycle Babbles. Cycle Baby Babble Awards. The Babbles. The Baby. The Babblies. The Babblies. Sponsored by Buble. Hosted by Michael. Yes, it's happening. Who else is nominated for Best Puss of the Year?
We're not talking about it. We can't tease the Psychobabble Awards 2022. Just know that they're coming.
In the category Best Pussy of the Year?
And Tyler really wanted a category Best Pussy of the Year.
No, I didn't. I did not. I just wanted Best Pussy. It didn't have to be of the year. And I didn't even want it. I just accidentally... we had a spreadsheet open, and I was just writing the words that were coming to my mind. You know, it was free form.
Best Pussy.
And I wrote Best Puss.
And then I tried to Google...
Because Puss in Boots.
Best Puss of 20... I tried to Google Best Puss of 2022... And then the first article that came up said, is your pussy an innie or an outie?
Well, did you take the test?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And?
And a lady never tell.
Okay. Well, Corey, I could go on and on about the best pussy category, but we're saving the Psychobabble Awards for the next episode? I don't know. When does that come out?
I let me look at the calendar. I think
sometime
it probably,
this month.
It's probably going to have to come out the day after Christmas on the 26th.
Well, we worked with our
the 27th.
We worked with our producers,
the gassy
gussy girls of our Patreon. We do a once a month live stream with our Patreon gassy gussy girls level. They are. I like to think of them as our producers. So when we have an upcoming theme like the Psychobabble Awards, they help us figure out who are the nominees, things of that nature. They're helping us with our predictions for this year. So if you'd like to join the Patreon at the Gassy Gussy Girls level, you'll be one of the producers as well. You can help with our predictions.
You'll be there.
So look forward to the best pussy category. I think it's going to be stacked.
Now that you say stacked pussies, I'm thinking about how on Real Housewives of Potomac, the one girl said that she got her husband.
Did you say Pustomac?
Yes, she got her husband a stack of pussies for his.
You're gonna have to elaborate.
So maybe she should be nominated for best.
I'm sorry. You're gonna have to elaborate.
I think she said it was like people like. You know when your family used to take that photo where everyone laid on top of each other?
Yes.
It was like women doing with their innies and their outies out and in. And then her husband got to look at a stack of them, I guess. They didn't draw a diagram. This woman has a tendency to lie on the TV show, so I don't really believe a whole lot that she says. But she said she got her husband a stack of pussies for his birthday.
I saw Hank Green was putting the word cat into an AI generator.
Oh, I saw
and then,
that.
Was adding an A to C-A-T and then C-A-A-T to see where it would start to like stray. Hey, you know, one of the best pussies of the year. Did you play the game Stray? That came out this year.
I didn't.
Anyway, hey, speaking of AI, did you do the AI thing that everyone is doing? Did you do it?
I didn't do it. I'm still considering it. I haven't ruled it out or in.
Okay. Well, you didn't reel it in. You didn't rule it out.
There's still time. Do I wait now that it's had its big heyday? Do you think they'll roll the price back?
I think it's...
So us like...
us plebeians?
Us late bloomers can get... Is there a Groupon I can use?
Let me tell you, do you think they have a BOGO? You fools doing your AI day one and posting it day one.
Actually...
You're getting lost in the mix. You fools doing your Spotify Wrapped and posting it on the same day. You're getting lost in the mix. A real boss-ass bitch posts their Spotify rap in December when there's no oversaturation in the social media market.
I'm gonna find something to post about mine every month for the rest of the next
sure,
year.
Sure, why not? I don't give a fuck. Do it. Try me.
Wait, so one of my friends said that for the AI thing that everyone was doing, yes, you pay for it, but they said you also you upload like 20 pictures of yourself. What if I uploaded 10 pictures of me and 10 pictures
of you? Come on now. Yes, let's do it. Let's crowdfund. Let's crowdsource.
We need 8 people to Venmo us $1.
Wait, so will it combine the two pictures of us or the two faces of...
Baby, that's what I'm asking.
I don't know.
This is the God I want to play.
I don't know. I have seen, I feel like we are in the middle of do everyone doing it, and then we're on the brink of everyone being annoyed by it, everyone posting their AI
thing.
No,
baby, the brink of everyone being annoyed has happened.
Oh, it's happened.
The gays all posted it, and now the same gays are all like, I don't want to see that.
I saw somebody on TikTok say, y'all have one day. Let's wrap it up. Let's everyone get it out of your system. Just do it if you want to do it. I'm not going to yuck your yum, but just like, let's all confine it to a day so we can move forward. And I thought, I agree with that.
Did you see any straight people?
No.
I saw
no. I saw... Rarely did I see any straight people. Rarely did I see any women do it. I did see one woman do it, and I thought, AI really gave her some massive mommy milkers.
Well, you know, female cartoon girls always have massive mommy milkers.
Lucky.
Even if they're like a rabbit. even if they're a rabbit, a Tweety Bird.
Is Tweety Bird
hey,
a
did female? You? I just found out the other day that Tweety Bird is a boy.
Go off. Who are we to say? I could have sworn she had eyelashes.
So do I.
Yeah, but you know how cartoons, when they have eyelashes, they're serving they're serving.
What? Brat style?
And boots.
One of the bars in the Castro painted a sexy Tweety Bird on the side of it.
And did you get hard? And did you get half
And
chub?
I said, where are her titties? And somebody said, Tweety Bird's a boy.
Are birds really...
real? No.
Okay.
Do birds love soup?
Okay, yes. Actually, I have a question. What is going on with boy birds? What do they have going on?
A pee bird?
What's going on? What is that? I don't know.
You could probably.
I don't want to Google it. I it feels like something I don't want to Google, and I don't want you to Google. I just want to know what's happening. Do boy birds have, well, what do boy birds?
Well, here comes our guest.
A boy bird, Tweety?
Aviation, wait, what are birds?
Avian. You know what? It's the bird tribe is on its way back in, honey.
Bird tribe is in, baby.
Okay, well, back to the AI.
Are you going
to
do an AI?
I'm going to submit 10 pictures of me and 10 pictures of Tweety Bird.
Me and 10 pictures of Tweety Bird. Yes!
Okay.
I love that.
I have seen people, listen.
Imagine.
The people that are yucking people's yum about doing the AI thing, let people have fun. It's a harmless thing, except for probably you're selling your facial recognition software technology to an evil, nefarious entity.
You sold it to Facebook and Instagram years ago.
Retweet. With that said, do I think we are... There is no app where you can upload pictures of yourself that they're not going to use. I hope you all are reading some type of fine print. They're probably using all the AI images against your will for branding services.
They're posting them on their own Instagram too.
I have heard the perspective from artists though that using AI software like this actually hurts artists because AI software uses the existing art that artists have made to then reimagine new art based on that. So it's using that art against the will of the artist or without the consent of the artist and creating and profiting off of that in a way. So
all
it's
of the pictures look pretty similar. So to me, it's like maybe they had like a 20 templates uploaded and then the AI has just been like imprinting them
Bitch.
On it. So I
think, okay. Okay, girl. When you post it though and it looks so much hotter than who you are, I gotta say, live your fantasy, but it's not helping you out. It's
maybe,
not helping
if maybe they're if, gonna
it's not helping you when you go to hook up with the person that saw your AI and thought,
oh my god.
I don't know. Maybe imagine you as how you want to imagine you. You live the fantasy. I support.
Well,
but
bitch, as
but let's not get it twisted. Don't start thinking that an AI's perfect version of you is what's on the menu.
Baby, as someone who's been told that I look better in person by many dating app
that?
Dates dating app date people. Maybe I need the AI so that I finally look as good in pictures as I do
to me
life.
If you post the AI thing and it's disturbing or chaotic or hideous or kooky or you got one eye or whatever is happening going on all reimagined in a twisted way, that's fun. I like that. Send me those. But if your AI is like you as a hot astronaut with 12 abs, I'm kind of like, okay, cool, I guess. Thanks. I can't believe when I see somebody post it main stage on their Insta. It's story at most. Real, perhaps. Main stage? Bonkers. Bonkers. Main stage swipeable? Bonkers.
I'm doing it today.
Bonkers, and I support.
I'm gonna do it today.
You paid your $4. You get your main stage.
I saw this guy who I went on a few dates with in LA posted his, and he looked like Gollum. Oh. And
$4 well spent.
And I think it's $8.
$8 maybe. Well spent.
Yeah. You know what they say. What? Love don't cost a thing.
I've always said that. Since the beginning of time, I've been saying that. I whisper it. I yell it. I tell the people. I just want people to know. My love don't cost a thing. I say it so often that I feel like somebody took it from me and they really ran with it.
Speaking of Jennifer Lopez.
That's who it was.
I was really came prepared today to talk about how J-Lo was doing a Whitney Houston tribute at the Grammys next year and how everyone was dragging her on Twitter. But then I found out it was all fake news and that people were just bullying J-Lo online.
What do you mean? So like somebody announced it knowing that it wasn't true? Somebody made
some
a fake sort article?
Some sort of knockoff Pop Crave-esque Twitter tweeted that J-Lo told some like Time magazine or something that she would be doing a Whitney Houston tribute at the 2023 Grammys and that she felt like her vocal stylings were in the same range and consistency and levels of Whitney Houston. And then everyone was having a heyday. They were all, hey, please don't do that.
That's sad because you know what? J-Lo certainly didn't do that to herself.
She didn't do anything to be bullied.
No, I don't think so. Well, is she a good person? Is she a bad person? Are any of us either? Everyone's both.
The only thing she's ever done that's really bothered me was when we saw her in Vegas. In the middle of her show, she had a 10-minute tangent about her kids, and she kept calling them coconuts.
My little coconuts. Yeah, I was...
I said, if you were going to do this, at least tell me so I can run to the bathroom and get refilled my beer or like pee or something. But I stood and listened to the whole monologue about her
coconuts. Hard to leave the pit when somebody's doing a monologue two feet away from you. It's like I can't really back out.
She could have made eye contact. We were so close. I didn't want to scooch out.
excuse me. Just gonna squeeze on out that way. Excuse me.
Just gonna scooch out. Right. Just scooch.
You hear from the bathroom her microphone talking about coconuts.
Yes, I was like, all right, okay. Here we are.
Wait. I was just thinking about the AI thing and how you know the caricature.
Yes. I sent you this, didn't I?
The caricature artist. Yes, you sent it to me. I think she's in Hawaii.
Some caricature, you know, caricatures when they draw like funny pictures of couples, or I guess just you if you're another caricature alone.
If your AI doesn't come out looking like a caricature of you, then I don't want to see it. I want to see all of your deepest insecurities blooming through your AI. I want AI to be that style, vicious. That vicious. If your AI is making you look cute, no, boring. Z.
You want fugly, snaggle tooth, big nose, big forehead.
I love when it's a couple and like
exaggerated.
It's so mean. I like it when it's so mean and like and when they do the reveal and it shows and it's like the couple is looking at each other like, are you gonna cry or are you gonna cry? Yeah,
I'll post this on the Discord. It's one of my favorite TikTok accounts.
I would say we should go do it, but it's in Hawaii. I don't think we're supposed to go to Hawaii. The locals say don't visit.
I was telling my friend, I said, I absolutely, when I have a boyfriend or a husband, I want to get like caricatures done anytime we see one, and then we like have a whole gallery wall in our house of all these crazy caricatures
that would be so cute
that we like picked up. Around our, is it vain? I mean, I know people have.
You should do like a caricature bathroom.
Yes.
Gallery wall of all caricatures of you. I would love it. That would be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be cute for me and my husband?
I would love it. Caricature looks and sounds like it's giving charcuterie. They're definitely from the same world. Don't you find?
I'm bringing a charcuterie board to my caricature drawing when I do another caricature alone.
Word.
I've done a lot of charcuterie alone.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey, was J-Lo on your Spotify Wrapped? No, she wasn't? She didn't make the top 10?
I will... Bitch, here's what I will
say. What
will you say? First of all, fuck anyone who doesn't like seeing people's Spotify Wrapped. I even enjoyed seeing that like Apple had replay this year. Good for everyone. I literally watched every story of every person that I follow who posted it. I took notes of what their songs were in case there was like a song I might have missed, a song I might like, whose musical taste I would be into. I love the day. I could sit and talk about it forever. I could like sit in a room full of gays and have us all just talk about what our like top 100 were. I don't know. I guess I just love talking about music. So again, fuck anyone who doesn't like it. You can mute Spotify Wrapped. You can. And you can stay off Instagram for one day if you don't like it.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about who was in your top 10. Maybe who are your top 5 artists? Let's start there.
Okay. Top 5 artists were Maggie Rogers. It was first Carrie Underwood, Harry Styles, Beyonce, and Muna.
Oh, that's a good top 5. Solid.
Thank you. It was nice to see a man in my top 5.
I saw a post that was like, ladies, if he doesn't have a single woman in his Spotify Wrapped, it's a red flag. If he won't listen to a woman in his headphones, he won't listen to you.
Is that true? If he won't wipe his ass.
I don't know. Men don't wipe their ass, so I don't know what the women are dealing with these days nowadays. It is dark-sided and scary.
Who were your top 5 artists?
My top 5 artists? Well, yes. from 5 to 1, coming in number 5, Lady Gaga. She did not have any new material except Hold My Hand or whatever the fuck.
Do you think, did Hold My Hand make your top 100?
It made my Top Gun 100.
Oh my God. You could just say no. I'm not going to call you a fake fan.
No, I'm not ashamed to say that it didn't make my top 1,000, I'm sure.
Did any of her songs make your top 100?
I can check. I don't think so, but I can take a look-see.
I'm only asking because, yeah, I got very shaded because Sarah Bareilles wasn't in my top 5 artists this year. And I was like, honey, she didn't have a new album. It was a big year for albums.
I'm
for me.
Looking and I'm not seeing.
That's all right.
And I feel no type of way about it. It's completely fine by me. No, I'm seeing. Yeah. I'm not seeing anything by Lady Gaga. Oh, I lied. Rain on Me was number 19.
Oh, again. Wow.
That's
good.
But you know what? It's because I really listen to that a lot. It's the Arca remix from The Dawn of Chromatica. I listen to that a lot during streams. So it comes up.
You don't got to tell me when you listen.
Well, I mean, it comes up.
I'm like, do you want me to be like, mine was Megan Well, Ryan, I listened to it's, her a lot.
No, 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 no. I
room.
Listen to a lot when Trista, who is at my streams a lot, sometimes she'll DJ so that I'm not like listening. I'm not like curating what's upcoming. She like will like, you know, keep it going, but she'll like put that one in a lot for me. So like what I'm saying is if I had curated this top 100 and I had DJed myself, the Gaga would not have made the top 100.
When you're listening to music while you're streaming, can they also hear the music?
Yes.
So they hear you talking and your music and all those wacky buttons and
wacky
sounds.
Wacky buttons and sounds. Well, it's
like
depends.
Just all of a sudden someone's like, why are you mad? Did my pussy pop severely? And y'all don't.
Top pussy of the year. Like, that could be a nominee.
That just comes out when you're streaming and listening to Lady Gaga
and video game
and
sounds.
Listening to the sound.
There's a lot.
What a euphoria of sound you.
You're welcome.
In
actually,
that little
it's, it's a really it's a real whodunit when it comes to the vocal stylings.
I
use a sound mixer. Anyway. I have to use a sound mixer because there's so many different sound sources.
Why are you mad?
What was your number one song of the year?
That's Where I Am by Maggie Rogers.
Oh, okay. Any other notables in your top 10?
Songs? In my top 10 songs, 4 of the 10 were from Maggie Rogers. 3 of the 10 were from Carrie Underwood. So that's 7 songs total just between the two of them. And then the other 3 were Anything But Me by Muna, Slow Song by The Knox and Dragonette, and One Last Dance by Audion and Zira.
Yeah, these are good. I mean, I don't know if I would have had no offense to Carrie, but I just haven't really listened to Ain't in Shakota anymore.
I was gonna say,
you know,
I was gonna say
Something in the Water.
Yeah, I don't even have a my first song from a man doesn't even show up until 14.
We'll go off.
Steady Love by Ben Rector, a good
mine
song.
Is a lot of Big Wild, Abraxas. Harry Styles
did
makes
the
like top 10.
Did you like the new Big Wild album?
I don't know if I've really listened to it much. I'm still on Super Dream. Super Dream to me is like the album. I don't know if I've listened to the new album, really. Oh my God, I haven't.
I haven't really either. I listened to it once through and I thought I just missed the old
album. I should listen to it. I don't know. Sixes to Nines was my number 4. You know what my number 1 was?
Good.
Semi-Charmed Life.
I saw that and I was okay with it for you.
It is a top song of my life. And it's... I'm not joking, bitch. I'm not joking. And so...
I have a playlist on my Spotify, I think it's private, where I went through and tried to pick my favorite song from every year that I've been alive. So 1997, baby, you can lock in Semi-Charmed.
What
life.
Is your favorite song from 1997?
I can look. But you're going to need to talk while I pull
I'll
it up.
I'll talk. My number 2 song was this. It's called Pantheon. It's by Blastoise, Damebo, Jason Ross, Kill the Noise, Seven Lions, Trivecta, and Wooly. It's a collab. It's, what are you about to say? What are you gagging about?
Guess what I have for 97.
Semi-Charmed Life?
Semi-Charmed
Life. Do you really?
Life?
Oh my God, Sisters in Solidarity.
Wow. It's hard. Sometimes I go back and like adjust this list. I guess I need to add for 2022 on there. For 21, I had Enigma.
What?
Enigma by Lady Gaga was my favorite song.
You know what?
2021.
I will not look a gift horse in the mouth.
Sixes to Nines was my top song from 2020.
That's my number 4 song this year. So there you have it.
Or maybe I'm off a year. Maybe I'm off a year. What year did Chromatica come out?
2021, right? I don't know.
Okay. So yeah, I never put in last year's song. Okay. Well, I got some work to do after this.
I would like to see everyone's Spotify Wrapped. If you did Spotify Wrapped and you're feeling bullied by your community of people being like, we don't want to see it. Same with your AI, actually. If you had, if you did the AI and you want to show us what you look like as a Captain America, Marvel superhero, whatever the fuck it makes you look like, you can post it on the Discord. Maybe we should we should celebrate these expressions of selves. You know what I, my real final thought about the AI and the Spotify Wrapped? they go hand in hand. Let people enjoy things. Let people feel like their point of view and perspective is worthwhile and like worthy of sharing. Just because something exists on somebody's profile does not mean that you have to consume it. Let alone you have to consume it and be annoyed by it. Like, if somebody wants to share whatever it is about, like, their perspective, whether it's their music taste or, like, art of themselves, if it makes them feel celebrated in some way, or it makes them feel seen in some way, or explained, or, like, I don't know, validated in some way, then, like, let people feel that goodness of sharing that on their page.
What I was going to say is, yeah, I post all of your Wrapped on the Discord because I would love to see it, or screenshot or whatever. What I was going to say is, what do you think? Like, I loved seeing the Spotify Wraps. What I didn't like was I saw 30 different gays make the exact same joke that Spotify called them a faggot. I was like, maybe this is why people are exhausted by Spotify Wrap, because all 30 of you chose to make the same joke.
Yeah, well, gays share one collective brain cell. And I'm on the wait list for it. I'm still so I'll be posting that joke in 2 to 3 weeks.
I didn't pay the $8 to get in on the brain.
Let's crowdsource, honey. Let's find you a link for a
Would you rather crowdsource or crowdsurf?
Crowdsurf. Nope, crowdsource. I do not want to crowdsurf. What if somebody takes something from my pocket?
I don't think you crowdsurf with things in your pockets.
I do. Chapstick.
With what, like a wallet on a chain?
I lose my parking ticket without crowd surfing. What's gonna happen when I crowd surf? I know I'm gonna lose my parking ticket.
Do you triple pocket check before you crowd surf?
Usually.
Good to know.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, where can people find
you? We're done? Are you serious? We still have to talk about the cocaine bear.
No, save it
no,
for next week.
No, cocaine.
At this
the
point,
cocaine bear.
I told you about the cocaine bear. So, a new movie coming out called Cocaine Bear. Hey, actually.
Is that what it's called? That was almost what we called Snurbus.
It's
crazy.
I tweeted that I was being the cocaine bear for Snatch Game, and it did not do as well as I wanted it to. But I guess a lot of people haven't seen the trailer. Maybe I'll tweet it again.
It's a true story.
The
bear did cocaine.
It's a true story about a bear finding drugs in the woods and doing cocaine. I don't know if the bear went on a rampage, as which is shown in the trailer of the movie.
I think this is how humans started, to be honest. Like, when our early ancestors found psychedelics, when we were trying to find anything to eat, we were hunting, foraging, gathering. We were gathering. When the girls were gathering, they found psychedelics, bitch, that's when the humans started to be enlightened. This is almost what's happening with the cocaine bear, but it's wrong drug. Cocaine is not going to give you that ooh sensation like a psychedelic.
This movie has an all-star cast.
Who's playing the bear?
An actual bear.
No way.
I think Paddington is playing.
Good. He's got the, you know what, word on the street is he's a method actor when it comes to that, you know what I'm saying? Paddington has a drug problem. That's what I'm trying to say.
Ray Liotta is in this movie, and Ray Liotta passed away this year. Is this his last movie? So, all-star cast. Ray Liotta, Kerry Russell, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Margot Martindale.
Okay.
I didn't know Jesse Tyler Ferguson was in the cocaine bear.
Trapped inside of it?
Well, at one point in the trailer, it shows the cocaine bear doing a line off of a severed
foot.
No. It's very
free feet on Maine and the cocaine bear?
A cocaine bear did a line off of a severed foot.
Did he even it out?
I don't know. I don't know how a bear's nose works compared to ours. Their nostrils seem next to
I saw
to
somebody
other.
On my TikTok Here. For You page who did too much cocaine and her septum got burned through and through, eviscerated, and they had to do reconstructive surgery. They took some of her skin flap from her eyebrow, and so now her nose has to be buzzed because the hair keeps growing from the eyebrow, but it's the tip of her nose. Anyway, if you are considering watching Cocaine Bear and being inspired to do too much cocaine, don't do it. Don't.
You remember when we grew up and the Say No to Drugs commercials were all very, this is your brain on drugs, and then it was an egg in a frying pan? Now they're all like, this is your nose on drugs, and they show that TikTok with that girl with the eyebrow nose.
It was, you know what it was giving me? It was giving me those commercials of the smokers who used the thing in their neck.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, this is working. Because the person, it was like, it was her filming front perspective vlogging saying, I did too much cocaine. This happened to me. Don't do too this much cocaine. The cocaine bear is not on TikTok. Who's going to tell the cocaine bear? Who's going to be the one to deliver the news? Did the cocaine bear live through the experience? This is a true story?
I don't know. I don't want to know. I don't know. I'm going to see the movie opening weekend when it comes out.
Will you
do
cocaine before seeing Cocaine Bear?
No. I'm going to get a popcorn and a regular soda.
You know, that polar bear that loves Coca-Cola, is that what that's all about? Is this subliminal? You know how the polar bear that Santa loves in
baby,
the cocaine?
The original, didn't the original Coca-Cola have cocaine
Something
in it?
Something to think about. Big Coke. I'll take a supersize and a large Diet Coke. I really would.
In 1885, a pharmacist from Georgia.
Hi, Georgia.
The original. He put cocaine.
Did you ever see Liza Minnelli on Home Shopping Network?
Probably.
Go watch it right now. They get a caller, and the host of Home Shopping Network says, "Okay, we have a call coming from Christine in Georgia, from Georgia. Hi, Christine." And then Liza goes, "Hi, Georgia."
Okay,
that's all. What did you bring up, Georgia, or did I bring up Georgia?
This is, you just made me listen to all of that.
Did you say Georgia?
I think I said that the man who invented Coca-Cola put cocaine in it in 1885. They've since removed it.
But did you say Georgia?
Now it's just sugar. Yeah, he was from
Georgia.
Well,
that's where. That's why.
John Pemberton from Georgia.
Okay. Brava.
All right. And I'm saving everything else on my list for next week.
Well, Corey, where can people find you?
Talk about the cocaine bear against
Well,
my
I felt
will.
Like the cocaine bear was topical. It was urgent, actually.
Not if nobody even saw my tweet and or liked about how I was going to be the cocaine bear
can
for
y'all
Snapchat.
Go like his tweet?
Can you imagine?
It's just like, if I have to hear that people didn't like his tweet, then it's like, at this point, it's y'all's fault.
Imagine. Oh my God, remember me and remember the slumber party tour, the bear onesie for Snatch Game? It's me, that, and a bag of flour.
Sure.
I'm going ham.
Sure. I hope you do. I think visually it works. The gag is gagging.
Yeah. All right.
Corey, where can people find you?
Cool. You can find me working on my cocaine bear costume.
Ooh, wait. Okay, cool. Cool, cool.
Did you say shoot?
No, I didn't.
Hey, you know when you're all arrivederci? Mm-hmm.
Reba?
Does that have anything to do with Reba?
I think so. A single mom who works two jobs.
Arrivederci, Pee-wee, and then Reba McEntire comes
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I think so. So wait, did you ever see the Pee-wee's?
I watched it
okay,
with
good.
You.
And so you saw the alien at the beginning? Okay, that's
yes.
important to me.
It was Reba McEntire.
It's important to me.
Yeah,
it's important that you've seen that. Thank you.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitch. This is this week I'm doing like, here's what I think I'm going to do. For the new Fortnite season.
Okay, you tell
the new
them.
Fortnite season came out this
tell
week.
Tell them, girl.
So I would like to play Fortnite every night this week. So come play Fortnite. And if you want to come hang and play, you can see what the hell it's all about. Otherwise, I'll be...
You tell them,
I'll
girl.
Be live Tuesday or Monday and Wednesday afternoon, Tuesday morning. You know, just check my Twitter for my schedule. But come say hey. Say that the podcast sent you. Sometimes there's like an influx of people all in one day. And I'm like... from people from the podcast, and they're like, I listen to the podcast, Cycle Babies, where are you at? And I'm like, oh God, what's happening? So if that's you, come say hey.
All right. All right, Desire. All right, Desire.
Okay.